1-800-327-6767.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-453. Still to come here tonight, an application to help you snitch somebody out.
That's right. He's
going to tell us about that here, because there's an app for everything. 855-453 is toll free. Also brought to you by Sickle CAI. With you in studio, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I've got a really disturbing story about a guy who was throwing music festivals who's now going to federal prison. Why? Because some people used some drugs and sold some drugs at his music festival.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll get to that story if we get a chance. It's a pretty detailed one. But first, we go to the phones and the fun. Your calls and thoughts. Chip is in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chip.
Hello, hello. I have hopefully three quick points for your Robin Hood gang there.
All right.
Number one, we'll start off with, isn't a parking ticket violation, isn't that kind of a crime?
I don't know if it's considered a crime. It is heard in criminal court when you do challenge a parking ticket.
Yeah, but I just find it odd. You know, the government there is in the position where they are actually encouraging crime in this instance. So they want the crime to happen so they can get the fee for it.
Yeah, they want absolutely. They want to find people who are at expired meters. Absolutely true. Right. It's not about enforcing during peak hours, because they enforce during off peak hours, as James Cleveland pointed out. He is Robin Hood.
I think that's the best point here, is that they will give you a ticket when there's a parking space empty next to you.
They'll give you a ticket when there's 10 parking spaces empty next to you.
It's not about management of parking in any way. It's about expired meters and revenue streams.
Oh, absolutely. My second point I wanted to make is concerning this, if there were ladies out there plugging these meters, if they had long dresses and long sleeves and were wearing burkas, and shouting Allahu Akbar as they put the coin in the meter, do you think this group would be prosecuted?
I actually have been thinking about doing that. It's funny you say that.
You're going to wear a burqa?
Yeah, I was thinking about going out in a burqa. Absolutely.
It's a little hot for that.
A little bit.
This time of year.
But yeah. But, you know, winter's coming.
It's true. It would certainly be interesting. I support street theater, so I say dress up and have fun.
You can wear just about anything during the winter in New Hampshire. I think it's interesting to see people walking down the street with ski masks on. Mm-hmm. I mean,
sure. Or, you know, I could make things interesting and go out in a Batgirl outfit.
That would, you'd
get
be cold.
Get some attention anyway, right?
All right, Chip, what else?
During the summer.
And the last point I wanted to make was concerning the safety of the meter maids here. As I understand it, one of the contentions is that the meter maids are running out into the streets.
Yeah.
And I guess I would say, I would ask the question of the government there, why haven't you adequately trained the meter maids not to run out into the streets? This is a training violation, and you should be held liable for that.
Absolutely. Don't play in traffic. I don't know. My parents taught me that. I don't think I need my boss to tell me that. I think it would be fantastic if we could, you know, since safety is clearly an issue for these folks, I think some of those fluorescent orange safety vests.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I know that Robin Hood had suggested that as far as something that they could do. So I think one of the things that we might do is come with our own list of demands. So they've come with a list of demands, and so we might come up with our list of the way things should be. Like, they should have a safety vest on. They should be walking a specific pattern. They should not be able to randomly change their direction. They should be walking in a predictable pattern so we can easily walk. If they're going to put a 50-foot restriction on us, way we would be able to walk 100 feet in front of them and know where they're going to go at all times. Because they're always trying to, you know, psych us out and things like that. Go ahead, Chip.
OSHA has some very specific language for safety vests in traffic, people in traffic. All they got to do is enforce that rule.
Thanks, Chip, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, the latest on Robin Hooding, always over at freekeen.com. I've posted the union leader story, which is excellent.
Yes.
The Sentinel story, it's okay. Not as good as the union leader.
I think Kyle's coming around, though. Kyle is the reporter for the Keene Sentinel.
Yeah.
And I think now after court, when he had his own issues with the
port security,
right? I think it's we may see some more fair and even-handed coverage from.
Well,
the
I've
Sentinel.
Never felt
well, it's
that
only taken 6 years.
I know. Right? I've never felt that Kyle Jarvis was unfair. I feel like the Sentinel itself is overall editorially against liberty activism here.
Yes, I would agree with that.
In New Hampshire, or excuse me, in Keene specifically, but in this recent article, I actually contacted Kyle. Because I wanted to make a correction to him. And you can see this over at freekeen.com, his article. But in his article, he makes a statement, I'm paraphrasing, that essentially that I was representing the other people in the case,
right.
That I was speaking for them in this case. And if you watch the video from yesterday, and it's posted at freekeen.com, the video of the hearing for the Robin Hooders, I am doing most of the talking. But the reason for that is because I was the one who filed the motion to dismiss. So only I can argue the motion to dismiss because it's my motion. I didn't file it on anyone else's behalf. I only filed it on my behalf. And so that's why I'm doing all the talking. And I actually make this clarification during the hearing. I make it clear that I'm not the speaking, because the judge sort of references that I'm speaking for everyone. And I make it clear that that's not the case at all. And so I made that clear during the trial, and that didn't make it into the
right.
Sentinel's article. In fact, they made it sound like the opposite was true and that I was somehow speaking for these people.
Right.
That's not true at all. I clarified that with Kyle, and his response was that he didn't recall writing it that way. So his response suggests that the Sentinel editors went in there, and they changed his wording to make it sound like I was representing the other people in the case.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Right. So that's why I say I don't have anything against Kyle. You know, it's just these mystery editors. You know, when an editor goes in and changes something, you don't know who it was. There's an editorial board. It could have been one of several people. No one takes responsibility for it, and it's just misinformation. But the Union Leader article, which was very, very good, actually quotes me from court when I'm correcting the judge and making it clear that, no, I'm not standing for anyone except for myself here. All of these people are individuals. They're all doing their own thing. They're all approaching the case in a different manner. So I just want to make sure that's clear. And you can compare for yourself, freetalklive.com. Now, there was a parking ticket victory this morning at Keene District Court. The video footage from that is also up now at freekeene.com. It's the second story down as I'm speaking. It's called A Parking Ticket Victory in Legal Land. And Daryl basically, I'll give you a summary here of what actually happened. He said, I received a parking ticket on March 16th of this year, parked on wherever. After looking at the ticket, I realized it was written before the meter was supposed to have expired. I parked at 1 o'clock and put enough money on the meter to cover the next hour and 6 minutes. The ticket was written at 2:05:57. A few days later, I went to the police department stating I would like to challenge the ticket. At a pretrial conference, and he said he motioned to waive the pretrial conference, the hearing was scheduled for this morning. And apparently they actually called his case early because they told him to show up at 9, and then they called him, I think, at 8:50. And so that's why I was late. If you watch the video, you see that I actually start in the middle of the trial, or I guess toward the beginning of the trial. Luckily, I did get the cross-examination portion, so you don't really miss anything important. If you go to one of these trials, if you ever go to a trial usually with, you know, whatever it's a parking ticket or speeding ticket, usually the beginning of the trial is essentially them calling their witness and then asking them a bunch of boring questions about how long have you worked for the department? What are your responsibilities?
Described what happened to me in the afternoon of the 15th of December,
so,
at approximately 2:15 p.m.
So, yeah, I think you missed some of that in this video, but you do get to see Daryl's cross-examination. You get to see the judge find him not guilty. Let me continue the story.
May the judge stipulate that this is a public way?
I'd like to know who wrote the ticket, because...
parking enforcer.
Right, but which one?
The one who was in there. Jane is her name.
Oh, Jane, right.
So she's the nicer of the three, by the way.
Well,
so,
it doesn't matter how nice she is. If she's writing tickets before meters are expired, she's a liar.
True. She has been caught lying before. This isn't the first time she's been caught lying. So let me go on here. So he says that... I can only guess that Judge Burke did not want everyone in the main courtroom to see the trial because they took him into the antechamber, to this tiny little room adjacent to the actual courtroom. Because Burke was, it's arraignment day, so there are people that are sitting in the full courtroom, because I'd gone in the full courtroom expecting, I'm setting up my camera, and the court clerk, thankfully, actually comes up to me and says, you're here for Daryl's case, it's going on right now. So, okay, well, let's go in there instead. So there was, you know, probably... 20 people in the courtroom who didn't get to see Daryl's trial. They didn't get to see him being found not guilty of the parking ticket.
They want nothing that looks like a public trial.
The only witness was the parking enforcer who issued the ticket, and during cross-examination, Daryl asked how, since the meters aren't calibrated, she knew that the meters kept accurate time. We'll come back with this, because I think it's a brilliant approach, and apparently it was a successful one, too. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and when in doubt, tickets. I'll explain what I mean by that here in a moment. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system's there, allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's free like the rest of the features on our website. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to experience that. And again, it is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Why don't you go to quantumvibe.com. Check out this great online libertarian science fiction comic strip. It basically what do you call that? A serial comic?
That would be right. Yeah, if there's a story that's going over multiple strips.
Yep, they do it 5 days a week. They put a new strip out, and it's great. I mean, it's really nice to be able to, you know, pop in every day and get a new strip. And the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beazer have been collected into a trade paperback volume called Quantum Vibe. Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's only $15, and if you enjoy the strip, as I do, support the work of Big Head Press by buying the book. By the way, Scott will be available to meet with fans and sign books at Freedom Fest in July at Caesar's. It's actually not at Caesar's Palace. They've now moved. Freedom Fest has had a change of venue. It's going to be at Planet Hollywood, by the way. But that's still in Las Vegas. It's like one block down. Anyway, Lone Star Con during Labor Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas, too. So there you go. QuantumVibe.com.
Sharing with you some of the good news about a parking ticket victory here in Keene. We'll continue that in a moment. But Mitch is on the line in Texas. Mitch, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mitch, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about... as far as who's responsible, you know, people like to blame these politicians for what's going on, but really all they're doing is scribbling words on pieces of paper. What you have is people in a, well, really thugs in blue and camouflage costumes out there murdering people. And so what's going on is, I mean, they will murder you if you don't let them kidnap you and throw you in a cage for not paying them money. And so it's really ridiculous to blame someone for scribbling some words on a piece of paper for some guy that's, you know, acting always violent.
Well, they all point around as far as they pass the buck on responsibility. So the guys who are actually doing the killing and the hurting, the people in the uniforms, as you describe, will point to the politicians. They'll say, look, we're just doing what we're told. And the politicians will point to the voters and say, hey, we're just doing what the will of the voters. So there's like this circular thing going on where nobody takes responsibility for their actions because the voters can't be held responsible because it's an anonymous vote. So you don't know, you know, why they're voting or who's voting and what they're voting for. So.
And in many cases, most cases, the vast majority of cases, the people in the uniforms won't do things that they have not been ordered to do by the politicians scribbling things down. So there is, I mean, it would clearly be ludicrous not to include politicians in the equation also.
Right. But look, let's say my friend writes down on a piece of paper, and it gives me permission to kill people, and I'm a hitman. And I go out and I murder someone, and I say, well, you know, I had permission to do it. And that'd be ludicrous. People would obviously blame me, too.
Sure, no doubt. But you wouldn't have the uniforms and the flag and the hundreds of years of getting away with it to back you up. And that's the aura of legitimacy, the courtrooms and the pomp and the circumstance and the election and the cars with the lights. And, you know, there's all of this that surrounds the violence.
And the white pin on my shirt and everything.
Yeah, all of these things cloak the violence in the aura of legitimacy. People believe that, you know, they believe ridiculous things like, well, we're the government. If we don't like it, we can just vote somebody else in. You know, there's these cliches that people throw out to justify all the things that are going on. And so, yeah, you wouldn't get away with it because you don't have hundreds of years of getting away with it to back you up and to make people think that, oh, well, it's okay when they do it. Because they're the government.
Right. And as far as, like, the Memorial Day thing, people praising these quote-unquote troops, I mean, these are people that are paid with stolen money to murder people. That's what they are. That's
true.
What they do.
But it's hard to get people to it's hard to get people to realize that. And it's one thing to throw it out there for shock value on talk radio. It's another thing to actually have a conversation with somebody and use terminology like that.
Well, see, I talk about this on Facebook all the time, trying to wake people up, and it's not just for shock value. It's just the literal way of saying it. I mean, this is just.
But does it work?
I get a lot of arguments going, and I do have converted a few people. I mean, it's very important to think about that these people are actual people, and they are responsible for their actions, like with the Nuremberg trial.
It's hard for me to make the argument. I mean, I think that there is some level of argument for self-defense for a soldier who, you know, has gone off to some situation and he's fighting against, an active shooter. But one really has to ask, what's that soldier doing there in the first place?
He put himself there. He chose to go.
But what would that person with the gun do otherwise? What's that?
He could quit his job if he wants.
Absolutely, he could.
I concur with you.
Mitch, here's what I would suggest. I think that, Facebook's fine, and it's fine to get online and have debates with people, but ultimately we're going to have to change the hearts and the minds of our neighbors. And I think that some of these tactics are probably not as effective as connecting with people on the issues that you agree with them on and then showing them how, what kind of the principles of liberty are and how they agree with the principles over here, but maybe they're a little inconsistent over in this other area. It's a kind of a long-running process, and I think we'll all be more successful at it when we aren't so marginalized in society.
Right.
And to me, the only way that can be accomplished is if liberty-loving people get together as we are here in New Hampshire. Sure. I see that you're calling from Texas. What area in Texas are you at?
I'm in Houston, and I'm actually I'd like to move planning on moving within the next year to New Hampshire.
Oh, that's really exciting, because this is where there's hope. This is where there's a chance to actually change things. We're actually seeing changes occur. People are actually getting elected. They're converting. They're changing people's hearts and minds. But people aren't going to change their hearts and minds until they perceive that it's a good idea. That it's a popular thing, and we can't be the lone voice in the wilderness for liberty.
No, it's just when someone's proposing a new law, you need to explain, well, what you're saying by making something illegal is that you are willing to, like, let's say taxation or something, you're willing to murder me if I don't let you throw me in a cage. That is really what you're proposing. People need to know what they're saying by saying, oh, we need a law. That is what
I agree with that. I think that's it's important to point that out to people because they don't understand it. They don't realize that what they're supporting is violence. This is a tactic that I think is useful to some extent with liberals, especially because a lot of liberals see themselves as really caring people. And what they don't understand is that what they're advocating by government redistributing wealth, for instance, or government doing, whatever they want them to do, that if you don't do what the government wants you to do, then ultimately there's a threat of a gunshot at some point, or a truncheon.
As far as the drug war goes, I'm actually an intravenous heroin user. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. And so it's very, it's pretty scary when I know neighbors are willing to murder me over me putting a alkaloid from a plant.
Man, how long have you been doing heroin? That's quite the addiction.
Since I was 19. I'm 21 now.
Well, I hope that you can kick that before you you come up here to New Hampshire. And I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Mitch.
Tough way to live.
Never trust a junkie. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live. More about the parking ticket victory and your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us via Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live to come here with your calls about absolutely anything you would like to discuss, plus more on how to beat a parking ticket, or at least how it worked once. We'll see if it works a second time, because one time it doesn't always work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Although this is a new tactic. So the first time this one was tried that I've seen, it's worked. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
I don't know about you, but, you know, at some point or another, I kind of lost control of my weight. It's not that I've gotten huge or anything like that. It's just that I can't stop the growth on my own. And I started taking this this particular pill. It's called Axia 30. And I guess it's been about 6 weeks that I've been taking it. And in that time, I've lost about 5.5 pounds. And, you know, it's nice, considering I've changed nothing about the way that I live. It's nice to be able to take a pill and lose some weight. That's how it's been working for me. It's called, again, Axia 30. And, by the way, it has a full money-back guarantee if it doesn't work for you. It's a three-month money-back guarantee. Give them a call at 800-543-6613. That's 800-543-6613. And you've got nothing to lose but the extra weight. Call now. Get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. It's 800-543-6613. Axia 30.
We're going to go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Carson is with us listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Carson.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I was calling to comment on the guy who had some things to say about U.S. soldiers.
Okay.
Yes.
And You know, I agree that there are grave issues about why we're fighting the wars that we're fighting. And I'm not one of those people who says that you can't criticize the war, the way it's being fought, or specific actions. You know, actions should always be up for criticism if they deserve it. However, what I'm saying is simply because someone is in the armed forces and is serving in combat does not make them akin to someone at Nuremberg. That's ridiculous. It's hyperbole of the highest degree. And
well, I think it may be somewhat hyperbolic, but, I mean, oftentimes people will say that they were doing things and they were just following orders, right?
Yes.
And now let's compare somebody in, say, the military to somebody who is like just you and I. Okay, so in the military, if you accidentally kill somebody, it's collateral damage and there's really nothing that happens to you, right?
Right, and I see where you're going with this, and I do agree that there is somewhat of a double standard. And it's
somewhat.
Not exactly,
I mean, like, it's a big double standard.
Okay. I'll concede that. It is a double standard. And I think that the drone strikes and everything is just out of control.
Yeah.
The fact that we're dropping bombs that kill innocent people, I despise it. However,
I have never dropped a bomb or killed anyone. Just like to point that out.
Okay. The government.
Gotcha.
I didn't mean you and me. But okay. I was using the colloquial, you know, them.
Yep.
But
and it's an incorrect term, and I appreciate you correcting that. Go ahead.
I apologize. I would just like to point out that we were attacked on September 11th, and I'm not one of those.
I was not attacked on September 11th. I was sleeping in my bed.
The country,
I woke up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
The country
drug-addled.
Wish we all could be. But no, the country was attacked on September 11th, and I don't use that to justify.
There were two airplanes flown into the trade centers. There was another one flown into the Pentagon. Another one crashed Pennsylvania, I think it was. The country is just an idea. Okay, the country is just an idea. There were people who were killed, and those people were murdered.
A very large crime was committed.
Yep.
And I'm just saying that when you have a group of people who have expressed a willingness to kill citizens in a state, I lived in Vermont, which I think borders New
York. Are you describing the military there? Because that statement describes the military, right? The military is willing to go and kill citizens in other countries.
Yes, but the express purpose is to kill combatants. I don't think that. I'm just saying that to sit there and condemn them, irregardless of the situation, is irresponsible. I agree that there have been excesses.
I will condemn anyone, sir, who follows the diktats of politicians blindly.
Right, and that's kind of what the military does. The military signs up to kill people and break things at the behest of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. That's how people have described it on this show. I have not been able to deconstruct that statement in a way that is sufficient for my mind, so I have to accept that statement.
Well, not only are they hired to do those things, but they're also told to not think about them very hard. You know, hey, you're not supposed to.
They're not even supposed to look at this new NSA story as the information that they're being given. Now, they're being told not to look at these stories. So, you know, this is kind of interesting, but here's what I want to ask you. If there wasn't a flag, and no flag, and I decide to set up a group of people, and I pay them money to go after folks that I don't like, because there's really no good explanation for why the military is in Afghanistan or Iraq.
No flag, but do you have a heartwarming song on your side? Do you have
a
heartwarming song?
What would those people be?
They would be thugs and brigands of the worst degree, and I completely agree that the people who are authorizing the missions, the whatever your central command, whatever you call them, the Pentagon, I completely agree with you guys that there is no reason that we're still in Iraq and Afghanistan. I completely agree, and I know you
I'm
guys
not in
got a
Iraq
real busy show. Ian, if you would just kind of cut me some slack.
Isn't it maddening?
It's maddening.
I just want to reach across the desk
with you,
throttle him.
What's maddening is hearing people say, we did this and we did that when we didn't do those things.
I, I know. I will issue a blanket apology for every time I did it and every time I do it.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
I just want to ask one question. Yeah. I know you guys got a busy show. With the current world system the way it is, where there are countries and countries are attacking other countries, there are people who do not agree with freedom and just letting people live in the way they want to if they're not bothering anybody. What would your response be to people flying, just for instance, people flying airplanes into buildings where people, I'll give them that the Pentagon was a military target. But you know what? The World Trade Center, there were innocent people
civilians.
There that,
right. Okay.
That had nothing to do with any war or anything. I just want to know, what is your response to that, and how
good
do
question,
you handle
Carson.
A situation like that? And I'll
thanks for the call. Appreciate
thanks,
hearing
Carson.
From you tonight. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to answer it because I believe I've got a reasonably good answer. My understanding of the situation in Iraq was that George Bush was offered by the Taliban, the then government of Afghanistan. We may call them terrorists now, but at the time they were the recognized government of Afghanistan by the Bush administration. That basically they wanted Osama bin Laden turned over. As I understand it, the Taliban said, nope, we won't turn him over to you. We will, however, turn him over to a neutral third party like Saudi Arabia or something like that. We will not turn him over to godless Christians who worship a triune God. We will, however, turn them over to good Muslims who worship a Unitarian God. And that was what they were willing to do. I would have said, okay, let's turn him over to a third party and have a third party trial there. Now, the fact that he turned them down and said, nope, we don't deal with you folks, we're going to go in, I find to be, I mean, that's an invasion, and in and of itself is a problem. So I would have treated it as a crime in that circumstance. I would have also understood and I would have acknowledged that U.S. foreign policy did give some of these people more of a reason to do what they did. I mean, that's what their stated reasons are, is A, support of Israel, and B, foreign intervention of the U.S. military in support of places like the sheiks and stuff in Saudi Arabia.
Yep,
so
not the
I would have pulled all the troops back out of 1,000 military bases. I think it's more like 500.
If you want people to be safe, you stop military interventionism, and that will increase safety of people on this plot of land. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, rerolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No silver hard in the making of this advertisement.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, you can support the show if you really like Free Talk Live and you want to help us maybe get on more radio stations. We're coming up on 120, not quite there, which will be, I think we're finally at a new peak, because for the last couple of years, we've just kind of been floating in the 100 to 110, 115 kind of range, and we're now up to 119. So I don't believe we've ever been that high before. I think our last peak was like 117.
I think that's true, but what do you think the significance is of numbers in this area? I mean,
bigger is better.
I'm with you, but I don't think the fact
what does that mean your question.
I don't think that the fact that we've hit 119 means anything other than we've hit 119. Like you said, we've kind of bebopped around between. Yeah. Actually, it's between like one.
Because some stations come and some go.
105 and 115.
Some will change formats.
Yeah.
On you, things like that.
The fact that we've been at 119, I mean, really, all that matters is the next station, right?
Right.
I mean,
and we can get more with your help by you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that is money that we use to invest in the show, to get on more stations by advertising Free Talk Live, by going to industry conventions. Sometimes we have to buy satellite hardware for a new station. Maybe they don't have the right equipment to take the show. We can buy it for them because of contributions from listeners like you. So connect directly with us at amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance for doing that. And thanks to everybody who has amped the show or who is amping the show. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And the amp t-shirts are coming. I have not yet seen them in real life yet, but we are expecting to receive them either just before Porkfest or during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Probably going to be during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're actually going to have them delivered there. So if you are going to be at Porkfest, you will be able to have the opportunity to purchase said amp t-shirts. And rumor has it we may have a few extra. So if you blew it and you didn't get your order in by the deadline that we set toward the end of May.
And you're an amplifier.
And you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you can still become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We may have the ability for you to sneak in at the very bare end of this amp shirt deal and get yourself the exclusive one-time printing only amp t-shirt. So
that's exciting.
What you need to know.
It's a good-looking t-shirt.
Yeah, it is. Amp.freetalklive.com. You can go there and become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us out. It makes a big difference. So, 855 453. Any more comments on soldiers, murderers, the legitimacy of the state?
Yeah. So, what was it, Conrad?
I believe that's right.
Yeah, he called in, and I felt very much like Conrad did at one point. And it's listeners that have called in and changed my mind. It's not, this wasn't a position that I possessed, you know, or came about or something like that. I mean, I was as big of a patriot type person as you can imagine. Loved, you know, the red, white, and blue and the whole thing. You know, the tear in my eye when I hear the Star Spangled Banner and the whole deal. And it came to me over time that basically the government is the most, whatever government we're talking about here, that whatever state claiming possession of a piece of land is just the most successful gang in a given geographic area. They you know, that's what they are. And that we're told over and over, indoctrinated with the ideas that people that work for these organizations, especially the people that carry guns and work for these organizations, are deserving of a great deal of reverence.
Well,
I had that reverence for a long time.
If you went to school that was run by the mafia, you'd probably be taught that the mafia was a bunch of great guys and they helped the women and children out.
But it's so successful and ubiquitous that it goes beyond the people that go to those schools,
right,
too. Not that there's, you know, as a percentage, they're probably 90%+ of people go to public school.
Right, and then those people who get educated, indoctrinated into the idea that the state is necessary or valuable or good, are then the ones who create opinions and who propagate opinions of that sort. So they get on television, they get on the radio, they get into the, you know, print media, and they're the ones that are propagating these ideas also. So it's not just in the schools, it's also in popular culture.
But I must say I have a bit of a problem with one portion of the argument. The argument is that people who join the military have signed up to be paid killers, to kill people and break things at the behest of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C.
Sounds accurate to me.
Except, now they've signed up to do it, except that they're not actually paid killers unless they have been paid and killed, right?
Well, right, yeah. It's not fair to call all the military paid killers. Certainly not. But everybody else does a job that supports paid killers.
Right, if you think about them in
packing a box, somebody unpacked that box and then might have used something in that box to kill someone with, you know, that
right.
kind of thing.
You think about people who may work for the mob, and, you know, there's all kinds of support roles, the people that run the numbers, the people that, you know, whatever they do in the mob, and there's people that do different jobs. How responsible are they for this particular activity? To me, the root of the problem is the education. It's the indoctrination. It's the media. The only way that we're going to deconstruct these concepts of the state is through education.
It's true.
And if we...
And through popularity.
If we take stances that are too marginal, then I think that it can diminish the success. And I think what Conrad's kind of, you know, he's coming along with these ideas as much as I did at some point or another, too. But I think one's got to be careful tossing about the baby killer terminology. And you can see just how prevalent this stuff is.
I don't really feel like we use that terminology.
We don't use that particular terminology, but it's darn close, right? I mean, how much different is paid killer from baby killer? Not much. I mean, when we point out that drone strikes kill, you know, that they've killed dozens and dozens of children in drone strikes, those children, many of them babies, you killed a baby, you're a baby killer, I guess. And you can see how painful this stuff is from, like, the Vietnam War. That conversation's still going on 40 years later or whatever it is from people who came back from the Vietnam War. That was painful for them, to the point that you hear sort of urban legends around, you know, soldiers being spat in their face and that kind of thing. Many people will, you know, they sort of took the proverbial zeitgeist as a spit in the face, and then, you know, over time, that's the way it became for them. There's no reported cases, no news stories, nothing that we can look at. Oftentimes, the one case that I've been able to look at, soldiers were returning from war to San Francisco airport, which made no sense at all. Why would they be coming into this civilian airport? So there's this kind of surely some soldier somewhere got spit in by some in the face by some hippie sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, surely it must have happened, but it's difficult to sort of it didn't happen to every soldier. They just had a kind of the homecoming wasn't what they had imagined. It wasn't the World War II homecoming. But if you read some of these World War II vets' accounts of these homecomings, this wasn't healing for them either. It was terrible, these civilians cheering on what they went through in the battlefields of Europe and Southeast Asia.
Right, when what they knew was that what they did wasn't worth cheering, that they were killing people, and that's not something to celebrate.
And that's the accounts that I've read. These are not my words, these are theirs. And oftentimes, we get a whole bunch of heat. I try to read the accounts of veterans as often as possible because nobody can account it the way they do. But here
it's also harder to rebut. When a veteran says something,
they don't rebut the veterans. They rebut Free Talk Live. They'll use whatever ad hominem attacks against us that they possibly can. They'll go after advertisers. They'll go after stations. They'll mm-hmm. do whatever they can. I want to be wrong on this topic. I want it so badly. I just don't. I have not been able to come up logically. Cannot deconstruct this argument in my mind.
Well, when you've got, was it Smedley Butler from, what was he, World War One or Two?
Actually, Smedley Butler was not able to fight in World War One because of the politics that went on with Pershing.
But he was, like in his 30s in the early part of the century?
He
kind of
fought in many different conflicts, small conflicts. The United States was really trying to become an empire like, you know, many of the European nations at that time and wanted to, make its way into South America and Central America.
And when you got this major decorated general
who had two medals of honor and war, really would have had a third if it hadn't been for policy at the time.
You know, he comes out and says, war is a racket, and I was basically a hired corporate killer.
That's what he said.
There's not really much that anyone can say to take him down a notch, you know, because he's unassailable.
They don't try.
Decorated general.
No one will say anything. Will attempt to assail Smedley Butler because in the process they're assailing whatever it is that they stand for. This is a guy who fought for the U.S. military and was won many of their most prestigious awards. And he says that this is a bunch of crap.
Hey,
people are paid killers.
You want to snitch out your neighbor? Nemi's got an app for that. She's going to tell us about it here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you could collect a little something something. That's how they incentivize this. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. Or you can do the right thing and keep your mouth shut. We're coming up.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.